Welcome to the deep dive. We cut through the noise, get right to what you need to know. And today, wow, we're diving into something pretty incredible. There's this massive, like, immediate demand in the job market for just basic AI skills. Seriously, companies are desperate. We're talking paying six figures, you know, over $100,000, maybe even $150,000 plus for people who can simply use AI tools properly. Perfect. And here's the real kicker. Absolutely no coding needed. No degree, no traditional tech background required at all. So our mission today is really to unpack this. It's an astonishing opportunity. We want to understand why this gap exists and really reveal the specific non-coding AI skills that are getting people hired, like right now.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? Because this isn't some, you know, far-off future thing. I even made a bold prediction here.
Yeah.
I reckon within, say, 18 months, maybe less, being AI literate, just understanding what AI can do, its limits, how to talk to it, basically it'll be as vital for your career as knowing Excel.
That's a strong statement. Excel level essential.
I really think so. But here's the crucial difference, right? Pretty much everyone knows their way around Excel, more or less. Mm-hmm. But almost nobody, and I really mean almost nobody, truly gets how to use AI tools effectively yet. And that's what's driving this hiring frenzy we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the data, it backed this up. There's a recent McKinsey report, pretty stark figures. It found 87% of businesses, they're planning to seriously ramp up their AI investment in 2025. Big numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is the crazy part, 68% of those exact same companies admit they just can't find people the AI skills they need.
68%, wow.
Yeah, so it's not a future skills gap we might face. It's a massive immediate shortfall happening right this second. It's creating this just unprecedented opportunity.
Okay, let's definitely unpack that. Why? Why does this huge gap exist? And, I mean, why does it seem to be getting bigger, not smaller?
Right, and that really gets to the heart of it. There are, I think, three main reasons for this gap. First, the tech itself. It's just evolving so, so fast, like mind-bogglingly fast. Traditional education, universities, colleges, they just can't keep up. I was talking to a university professor just last month, actually. He was saying what he taught last semester in AI felt like ancient history already. It's that quick.
Ancient history. Wow. Okay, so education lag is one. What else?
Second, there's this huge misconception, a really persistent one, that to work with AI, you've got to be some kind of coding whiz, a programming genius. And that's just, it's completely wrong for these roles we're talking about. It's like saying you need to know how to build a car engine just to be able to drive a car. You just don't.
That's a great analogy. Drive the car, don't build the engine. Got it. And the third reason.
The third one. This is maybe a bit of an open secret, you could say. The folks who are learning these skills, these really valuable non-coding AI skills, well, often they're kind of keeping quiet about it because, frankly, they're making an absolute killing. They found this niche and they don't really want a flood of competition just yet.
Making an absolute killing and keeping quiet. Okay, that's quite a claim. Is that something you're seeing concrete evidence for, or is it more, you know, anecdotal from the market buzz?
It's largely anecdotal, I'd say, but it's very consistent. You hear it across the board, see it in the salary offers. Companies are putting serious money on the table for these roles. And yeah, the individuals who get good at this stuff, they become incredibly valuable fast. Often they're just swamped with opportunities. The demand just massively outstrips the current supply.
Okay, that makes sense. And that no coding part really is central here, isn't it? So it sounds like we need to be clear. There are really two different kinds of AI professionals emerging. You've got the AI builders?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The builders. They're your engineers, your computer scientists. They're the ones actually, you know, creating the AI models, training them. And yeah, they definitely need to code. That's their world.
Right. But then you mentioned this other group.
Yeah.
The AI users. And you said something fascinating, this sort of open secret, that for every one builder, companies need like 50 users. Why such a huge difference?
Yeah, that ratio or something like it seems about right from what we're seeing. The AI users. These are the people who know how to take the AI tools that already exist and strategically apply them. You know, solve real business problems with them. Think back maybe to the early internet days, right? Companies needed a few web developers, sure, to build the actual websites, but they needed way more people who could just use the internet effectively for research, for communication, for operations.
Ah, okay, like the difference between building the highway and driving the trucks on it.
Exactly. Or think about social media. You needed some tech folks to build
Facebook or Twitter, yeah. But then you needed armies of people, marketers, comms people, strategists who understood how to use those platforms strategically for the business. AI is basically following that same pattern, yeah. Build versus use. But the gap between the supply of skilled users and the demand, it feels even bigger this time because the tech is, frankly, more complex and it's changing faster than, well, than anything we've seen before.
Right. Faster and maybe more impactful across more areas.
Definitely. And it's precisely this user gap, this need for people who can apply the tools that these non-coding skills are perfectly positioned to fill.
Okay. That crystallizes the scale of this user opportunity perfectly.
So let's dive into the actionable stuff then. What exactly are these practical non-coding skills that people listening should be thinking about developing to become one of those indispensable AI users you're talking about? Can you maybe break down a few of the most critical ones? Perhaps start with, I've heard the term prompt engineering thrown around a lot. Absolutely. Let's start there. Prompt engineering is probably the most foundational one right now.
Yeah.
And no, it's definitely not coding. It's really the art and science of talking to AI systems, asking the right questions, giving the right instructions to get, you know, powerful, useful, tailored results back. Think of it like being a conductor for an orchestra. You're not playing the violin or the trumpet yourself.
Right.
But you're guiding all the musicians to work together to create this amazing symphony of, well, in this case, data or content or maybe solutions to problems. So instead of just vaguely asking an AI, say, write an email, a good prompt engineer knows how to be specific. Specify the tone, the audience, the exact call to action you need. Maybe even give it a couple examples of what good looks like.
Ah, so you get a much better draft, maybe even perfect right out of the gate.
Exactly. Saves huge amounts of time and gets you far better quality.
Yep.
It's all about precision, clarity, and sometimes a bit of clever iteration in how you ask.
That makes complete sense. It's about directing the tool, not just using it passively. Okay, super important. What's next on the list?
Next up, I'd say AI tool integration. This one's really interesting. It's all about understanding how different AI tools, and there are thousands now, can connect and work together, or how they can plug into the software you already use, like your CRM or your project management system, to make everything run smoother, streamline workflows.
So not building new tools, but connecting existing ones, like digital Lego bricks.
Kind of, yeah. It's about being the architect who figures out how the pieces fit together for maximum efficiency. Imagine, say, automatically taking customer feedback from emails, having one AI analyze the sentiment, and then having that automatically update a task in Asana or Jira, maybe even drafting a potential reply. You're creating these automated chains, weaving AI into your daily work, often using no-code or low-code platforms like Zapier or MakeCode. You don't need to be a developer to do it.
Okay, so becoming an architect of efficiency, using AI tools as your building blocks, that's something incredibly valuable. Fascinating. What about data? That always sounds technical. Does working with data using AI still require, you know, deep statistical knowledge or coding?
Not necessarily. And that's the beauty of the next skill, AI-enhanced data analysis. You really don't need to be a full-blown data scientist anymore to get amazing insights from data using AI. This skill is about using AI tools to, say, quickly summarize huge spreadsheets or spot trends and sales figures or pull out the key themes from thousands of customer reviews or social media comments, stuff that used to take ages.
So it can handle unstructured stuff too, like text.
Oh, absolutely. Analyzing open-ended survey responses, interview transcripts, support tickets. AI is brilliant at finding patterns in text. It can even generate charts and visualizations for you. It basically lets any business professional, you know, a manager, a marketer, find those aha moments hidden in the data without needing to write complex Python scripts or understand advanced statistical models. You're essentially asking the AI to be your data detective.
That sounds like a massive time saver and democratizes data insights. Huge potential there. Okay, what about folks in, say, marketing or communications? What's a key AI skill popping up for them?
Yeah, for them, AI content optimization is becoming absolutely massive. And this goes way beyond just asking an AI to, like, write a first draft of a blog post. It's much more strategic. It's about using AI to refine and really enhance content for very specific goals, like boosting its SEO performance so it ranks higher on Google, or tailoring ad copy automatically for different customer segments, or even just ensuring your brand voice stays consistent across, you know, dozens or hundreds of pieces of content.
So using AI to make the content smarter and more effective.
Precisely. You might use an AI tool to analyze what your competitors are writing about, or identify the keywords people are actually searching for, or even predict which headlines are likely to get more clicks. It's about making your content not just exist, but actually work harder for you strategically.
Not just creation, but optimization and effectiveness.
Got it. Okay, we've covered four crucial skills. What's the final one in this essential set? The last one, and I think this one is just incredibly powerful, maybe the most strategic, is AI-assisted problem solving. This is really about using AI as your thinking partner, your strategic co-pilot, if you will, or a brainstorming buddy on steroids.
Okay, how does that work in practice?
Well, imagine you're facing a really complex business challenge, maybe launching a new product, or entering a new market, or dealing with a sudden drop in sales. You can feed an AI tool all the relevant context market research data, internal sales reports, competitor analysis, industry trends, everything you've got. And then you can ask it to help you think through it. Ask it to, say, generate potential solutions you haven't considered, or identify potential risks with different approaches, or even propose completely innovative strategies based on the data.
So it's like having a super intelligent, tireless consultant on demand.
Exactly like that. A consultant who's read everything instantly and can connect dots in ways humans might miss. It helps you explore possibilities, pressure test your own ideas, and generally just refine your strategic thinking. It's incredibly powerful for decision making.
Wow. Okay. So those five skills, prompt engineering, AI tool integration, AI enhanced data analysis, AI content optimization, and AI assisted problem solving, they really paint a picture of a new way of working, huh? So let's pull this all together. What does this really mean for you listening right now? We've just gone through this deep dive, and it seems clear the demand for these practical non-coding AI skills is, well, it's huge, and it's now. We've looked at why this gap exists, you know, the tech moving too fast, the big misconception about needing to code, even the quiet success of people already doing this. And crucially, we just walked through five really specific high demand skills: prompt engineering, tool integration, AI data analysis, content optimization, and that AI assisted problem solving.
Yeah. And it's really important to stress again, learning these things, it's not about turning yourself into some kind of deep technical guru overnight. That's not the point here. It's about empowering yourself, learning how to leverage AI as this incredibly potent tool, a tool for solving problems faster, for being way more efficient, and for actually driving, you know, tangible results in whatever job you do. And when you can demonstrate that ability, you instantly become a much more valuable, frankly, indispensable asset within any organization. Mm. Doesn't matter the industry, really.
Right. So let's bring this right home for everyone listening. How does this translate into actual opportunity for someone today? Because it feels like this isn't just about, you know, maybe getting a promotion or finding a slightly better job. This sounds more fundamental, like a real shift in how work itself gets done, presenting potentially huge opportunities, right? For career growth, definitely, but maybe even for starting like lucrative side hustles or even launching a whole new business built around these skills that seem pretty accessible.
Absolutely. The potential is there across the board. And maybe that leads to a final thought, something for you to really chew on. If AI is genuinely democratizing access to these really powerful capabilities that not long ago honestly required years of deep technical training, then it raises a really interesting question, doesn't it? What previously complex or maybe highly specialized tasks in your specific field could you now tackle with AI basically acting as your co-pilot? And maybe even more profoundly, how might having that AI co-pilot fundamentally change your entire approach to the challenges, opportunities you face every day in your work? It's worth thinking beyond just these five skills to the bigger picture of what's becoming possible.